T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Not Scoot today. Todd Manessa's in for Scoot. He should be back with you tomorrow. Here are the numbers, 504-260-1870, or you can text at 870-870. Those are the numbers to get in touch with us. You can text, or we prefer if you call and give us your opinion. This hour, we're going to talk about motorist versus bicyclist in the city of New Orleans. Before we get to that, you heard in the news and the update in the last hour, President Trump basically grounding all of the Boeing 737 MAX 8s and 9s from U.S. airspace. He said the Federal Aviation Administration had said that it didn't have enough data to show that the jets were unsafe. But the president said, you know, other countries have done it. They worked with Canada and also with Boeing, the aircraft manufacturer. And he said that this was probably in the best interest for the American people for safety. So obviously Boeing thinks something is wrong. They need to fix them as well. And most of the countries around the world have also grounded them. So I would suggest if you were about to take a flight, and it was one of those planes, all of the air carriers have been informed and all the pilots have been informed. So you might want to check on that to see if your flight has changed or if maybe it's been delayed while they change out planes and find other planes. Those obviously that are in the air right now, he said, will be able to allow to continue to their destination. Yeah, they don't have to come down right now. They can go to their destination and then they will be grounded. So, but if you're traveling, you might want to, by airfare, you might want to check that in the next couple of hours to see how it's going to affect you if you were booked on one of these flights. I'm sure the flight will continue and they'll just change the airplane. All right, 260-1870, 870-870 is our text. You know, we had, sadly, a couple of deaths for bicyclists in the last couple of weeks around Mardi Gras and so forth, by motorists hitting those that are on the bikes. And there is a petition going on by the folks at Bike Easy. They are calling for Mayor Cantrell and city council members. They want you to contact them, and they want people to sign their petition, and they want to try to get better defined bike lanes and dedicated bike lanes, I guess you should say. Now, the city of New Orleans need those. And what do you think about it? What have you seen in the city driving around as far as bicyclists? Now, if you're driving around in downtown New Orleans, a lot of the bike lanes do cross with traffic lanes. They're pretty much in the same lane. They cross together. And a lot of people don't recognize that. Motorists don't recognize it sometimes, and bicyclists don't recognize it sometimes. I'm going to bring Ian. Can you turn your mic on? I know Ian Hoke is our studio producer right now. He rides his bike to work every day, and you ride on those dedicated those bike lanes that cross in the traffic. Do you think that people, motorists, actually know that they're also supposed to share that with a bicyclist?
So yeah, like you said, I guess it would be at minimum of 10 trips every week on those shared bike lanes. And there's a difference between dedicated bike lanes, protected bike lanes, and shared bike lanes.
Right.
If you're driving down New Orleans and you see a downtown street that has what they call a chero, which is kind of a fancy name for just, it's a little bicycle with the two little chevrons on top of it.
Right.
That means you're in a shared bike lane. Right. That's a high volume traffic corridor for bike traffic, and that gives bicyclists sort of a special protected set of rules that everybody else has to make sure they're on board with. You have to give the cyclists 3 feet. If you want to cross them on the left or on the right, you need to make sure you give them the most clearance to do that. Bicyclists need to be moving at traffic speed when they're using those shared bike lanes, so as quickly as is possible to not slow down traffic behind them, but also You know, if you're in a car and you are behind a cyclist that is going not fast enough for your taste, you shouldn't honk at them. You should not harass them. You should try to find a way to sneakily move around them.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to work pretty well. I think most people understand it. Sometimes you get honked at, and that's okay. If people want to express frustration using their horn, I get it.
What about? And I'm getting texts about bicyclists that drive through red lights and drive through stop signs and so forth and don't follow the rules.
They should not do that.
Okay.
And to be clear, I want to make sure, and I'm not from Bike Easy. I'm not an expert.
I know
on
you're
this,
not. I just know you bike to work. And I know what you've seen.
As the expectations have been made clear to me, just because you see cyclists on the road. Maybe they roll through a stop sign without coming to a complete stop. Maybe they're going against traffic. Those are all things that they should not do.
Right.
Drivers should not take that as an excuse to behave badly or to disregard cyclists who are doing the right thing. I know it's easy to see somebody on the street doing the wrong thing and say, oh, well, the whole situation is hopeless and both sides are wrong. And there is some truth to that. But you should remember that if you're a driver, you have, maybe a 2-ton steel brick that you're driving down the street at 35 miles an hour. And that gives you a really different set of responsibilities than a little guy like me who's, you know, a 160 soaking wet on my little, you know, Schwinn. You know, it's not quite the same thing. And I just want to reiterate, everybody needs to follow the rules and everybody needs to do what they're supposed to do. But if you're in a car, you can hurt people a lot more seriously and a lot more easily than you can on a bike.
Okay. Thank you, Ian. I'm not laughing at using the bike lanes. I'm laughing at a 160 soaking wet. I don't think you can be that. So.
Oh, well, give me a little credit here. I think if I keep eating these Cheetos in here, I'll hit a 160 no problem.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to get
to those. Yeah, get to those phone lines. We got a lot of people call it. I just wanted to talk to him because I know he rides his bike every day and what he sees. I got a text here that says, Todd, I think dedicated bike lanes would be better than what we have now. Half the time when driving, especially at night, I'm up on a cyclist by the time I see them. Can't see them. Someone else says you want dedicated bike lanes and the same rights and privileges of a car. 1, pay and register your bike. 2, pay and get a bicycle license. 3, pay and obtain bike insurance. And quit asking for special privileges and get on board like cars, trucks, and motorcycles. And I think a lot of motorists feel that way. So do you know the rules of the road? That's the question. And I think sometimes some cyclists don't. And I know we have all the blue bikes here down in the city, and people are getting on those bikes and riding. They may not be regular bike riders and not know the rules that they're supposed to do, like Ian was just explaining, if you're a bike rider in the city of New Orleans. And they may think, you know, hey, I can just go anywhere I want, like it's a bike in a neighborhood. And it's not. It's completely different. And they don't know those rules. And sometimes motorists don't know the rules as well as to what they're supposed to do. And I have seen bicyclists ease out. I've seen motorists do crazy things. I've seen bicyclists do crazy things. And I think there's somewhere in between there's a solution for it. I think dedicated lanes would help in a lot of instances, especially in downtown New Orleans where they cross. Where are you going to put them? That's the big question. All right, we'll take a break. 504-260-1870, or you can text at 870-870. Tell me what you think and what you have seen out there. Robert and Larry, hang on. I want to get to you guys as well. Got some other lines lighting up too, and also some text coming in. Whether you're a bicyclist or a motorist, what are you seeing driving around the city between both? And does everyone know the rules? We'll be right back. It's WWL. And welcome back. Todd Manessa's in for Scoot, our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll. Should the city of New Orleans have dedicated bike lanes that do not share traffic lanes? Right now, those of you voting online, 63% of you say yes, they should. Ian's actually surprised by that. Let's see. Some of the texts that are coming in. Barone Street is a joke. Too much space for bicyclists. Not enough cyclists on the road. It's a joke. Another text that comes in and says, cars require lights, white forward and red rear. No enforcement on that for bikes. No helmets required. Other progressive bicycle cities and states enforce and require such. Bikers need to wear reflective vests at night, have lights, and wear helmets. Please read this and discuss. Thank you. I just did. And yeah, there. That's what I was talking about, different rules of the roads. And it depends on the city and the municipality as to how they have things set up. In some other states, it's very restrictive, and they do have the dedicated lanes. They have that also in a lot of European countries as well, because they actually there's more bike traffic there in some many countries around the world than there are vehicle traffic. Let's get to the phones to, let's see, where are we going first? To Robert in Mid-City. Hey, Robert, you're on WWL.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I own an automobile.
Okay.
I have to have a license plate. My car has to be inspected. I have to have an operator's permit. I have to have insurance. What do bicyclists have to have? Nothing. Again, like you did text the messages yep. that you received about headlights, taillights, mm-hmm. and other operating things, bicyclists don't. I do a lot of driving through the quarter, or used to do a lot, and I can tell you in the quarter where the sign says, the law says you're supposed to be 3 feet away from a bicyclist, I've been at a stop sign in the French Quarter with a delivery truck parked, and I've got maybe 18 inches, and here comes a bicyclist between the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know there's fools in automobiles. I was just
right.
at the stoplight at Franklin and St. Claude. I'm second in line. Here comes a car, pulls into the bus lane, and runs the red light.
Yeah.
So there's fault on both sides, but I'm thinking when I buy gasoline, I pay road use tax.
Mm-hmm.
Bicyclists pay none.
Well, other cities have done stuff like that, where you do have to license your bike, and you do have to. And I'm sure if there's a way to make money off of it, then the city of New Orleans will probably do it.
Well, I'm in my 70s. When I was younger, we used to have the little blue license plates for bicyclists, mm-hmm. for bicycles.
Yep, you used to have to register your bike as well. Yeah.
Yep. And I think with all the bicycles that they have. And I'm not anti-bicycle, but in fair play, like I carry a lot of auto insurance.
Robert, do you think if they had dedicated lanes that didn't cross the traffic or weren't so close, would it be better or worse? Because they're not supposed to run red lights, by the way, and we've said that several times for stop signs. Oh, he's gone. All right. I think he dropped off. All right. Let's see here. Some text coming in. My biggest problem with bicyclists is whenever one bounces off my windshield while I'm looking at Facebook. Okay. Obviously being a joke, because Facebook is down right now, so you can't look at it. They're having a nationwide outage. So there. Other states also write tickets for people on bikes running stop signs and red lights. Yes. And I think that should be enforced. If we do this sort of thing and we decide to have dedicated bike lanes, and if we're going to be a city that embraces bicyclists, and because let's face it, it's a great city. We've always said New Orleans is a great walking city, a walking tour city for people that come in. Now we have all these blue bikes everywhere. It's a great bicycling city as well. We need to embrace that and make it as safe as we can for both bicyclists and motorist as well. Let's see here. Let's see if we quickly go to the phones to Howard. Hey, Howard. Oh, I'm going to Larry. Hey, Larry. Thanks for calling WWL.
Hey, Todd. Used to talk to you on Sunday on play with my boy Steve, but it's nice talking to you. I just want to give a shout out to my brother from another mother, Scoot. Hope he's doing all right. But anyway, yeah. I agree with that last caller. I think they ought to do just like Louisiana does with automobiles, even motorbikes.
Yeah.
They got to have brake tags. They got to have license plate. They got to have headlights.
Be inspected.
Or reflector lights. Get them inspected. If they don't do inspection, they can't get on the road with them bicycles. And I drive a truck for a living. I see them run stop signs, cut people off, go up one-way streets. It's not right. We got to, mm-hmm. just like you said, we got to pay our taxes for our vehicles. Why can't they do that for their motorbikes? It's just like driving a motorcycle, but it don't have a motor on it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference?
Well, and I think, Larry, this is something that has taken off since Katrina, really and truthfully. We didn't have that many bicyclists in the city. But with a lot of people moving in from other parts of the country where this is big, especially out west and in the New York area and in the east, that they're now riding bikes here. but the city was not really equipped for it. And so when a lot of the money came in for Katrina to fix the streets, a lot of it was dedicated for bike lanes because they couldn't understand why we didn't have those. So that's why they were put in. But I don't think the city has actually caught up to understand how this all should be done and how it should be handled with everyone and fairly, and have all the rules and regulations for the bicyclist that we've had before. I think right now people are just seeing, oh, look, there's a bike lane. I can go ride in it. And not okay. Not really aware of all the rules and regulations.
So everything's laid out on the table. The New Orleans knows what to do now. But
they should.
I'll be talking to you and your boss, Steve, at First Take. I can't wait.
Well, it won't be me. It'll be Seth. Yeah. All right, Larry.
You have a good one, Todd.
You too. See you. All right. I'm sure he could go on and on about Mark Ingram going to the Ravens as well. Here's a text that says, bikes should be required to be equipped just like motorcycles. Someone says, my Facebook is working. Please explain. Well, we just had an article that had a national outage. Maybe they got it fixed now, but you couldn't post anything to Facebook or Instagram for the last 3-4 hours. So perhaps it is now fixed. Let's see. Why are they hating on bikers? We're not hating on bikers. We're trying to fix the problem that we have here in the city. And I think a lot of motorists are faced with this and they don't understand it. And I think we have a lot of new bicyclists in this town who don't understand how they're supposed to be doing and behaving. Some do. Many don't. And no, they're not supposed to run red lights. No, they're not supposed to run stop signs. No, they're not supposed to ride in between cars at a red light or a stop sign. None of that is right and correct. If they are doing that, they are breaking the rules and the laws that they're supposed to. Now, whether they're being enforced, that's the key and that's the question. In other cities, in other states, they are enforced. And they have to go through a lot of the things that we have to go through as motorists to get your car inspected and so forth and what you have to wear. Will the city of New Orleans do that? I think we should. And I also think we should look at better dedicated bike lanes and not share where we can avoid it. Some places you can't downtown. And not share lanes with the traffic. CBS News Update coming next, and a local news update. We'll get back to more of your calls. Stephen, Derek, Howard, hang on, and more of your texts as well here on WWL. And welcome back. Todd Manessis in for Scoot. Scoot should be back with you tomorrow. We're talking about motorists and bicyclists right now. Before we get back to some of the calls and a lot of the texts that are coming in at 870-870, and you can call us at 504-260-1870. If you have Netflix, and I know this came out a couple of months ago, but if you checked out that movie, the Netflix series Black Mirror, they did a movie called Bandersnatch. And what it's still there. It's basically, remember those novels you could get in the 80s where you kind of picked your adventure, you chose which way to go and so forth and so on? That's how the movie is. And it's about a guy in the 80s making a video game that does that. But what's cool about it is it's an interactive movie. So when it comes up to him making a choice, I mean, I think the first choice is which cereal he's going to eat. And you, as the viewer, choose with your remote which cereal he eats, and that takes him on a different path, or which music that takes him on a different path. So there's like all these different endings to the movie and different ways that it can end. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but again, if you watched it just once, if you go back, you can make different choices, you get a different result. And they said it's been so huge that they're obviously going to do it again. And they're going to do another movie. They said they're going to double down on it. They expect over the next year or two to see more interactive storytelling movies on Netflix. They won't necessarily be science fiction. They won't necessarily be dark like this one. They could be comedies. They could be romances. They could be anything because the audience likes to be interactive with them. So you should see some more of those. But if you haven't checked that one out, I mean, there are some choices you can make that it makes the movie kind of dark. There are some choices you can make where it makes the movie kind of funny. So it's all up to you. But it's a pretty interesting thing. My favorite part was at one point you could tell the kid that you're watching him on Netflix. I thought that was hilarious. And he's asking, what is Netflix? All right, 504-260-1870. or you could text me at 870-870. We're talking about current problems, not future ones, a bicyclist and motorist here in the city of New Orleans. Some texts that are coming in, it says, here's one that says, nope, Facebook's still out. You can log on, but you can't post anything. Yeah, that's been the issue they've had all day, Facebook and I believe Instagram as well. Someone says, Todd, the bike lanes were planned in 1999. It took that long to get federal funding. Yeah. One of the first ones was done. Ian was saying they didn't even have the template for the bicycle. They just made a weird thing with the straight line and the circles and so forth and to try to let you know it was a bike path. With new rules and regulations for bicycles, who will enforce them? Someone's asking on the text line. Someone says, good luck on dedicated bike lanes. People would not want to put up with our roads being torn up while that was in the process. Many people on bicycles are on bicycles because they can't afford vehicles and the insurance, etc., that goes with it. They'll be breaking the law like so many vehicle drivers do and not get insurance and just hope they don't get caught. People have been riding bikes since after they could walk. If they don't know by now, it's too late about the rules of the road. And our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, should the city of New Orleans have dedicated bike lanes that do not share traffic lanes? Right now, 74% of you voting online say, yes, we should. All right, let's get back to the phones to Stephen in the Marigny. Hey, Stephen, thanks for holding on. You're on WWL.
Hey, I used to bicycle from the Marigny to the lakefront and back once or twice a day. Mm-hmm. I stopped for every stop sign. I stopped for every red light. I had lights because sometimes I was doing it at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
Always had lights, always. But I also was a professional driver. And my personal car is 3 years old, and I've been hit about 6 times. And all of them were hit and run by bicycles and scratched, and off they go. It is on the books that they have to have a license plate. It's mm-hmm. only $5, but the city doesn't enforce it.
Right.
It needs to be 20 the same way. Also, the bike lanes need to be one block off the main street. They don't need to run down Orleans or Esplanade. They need to run down the street on the other side of it, so there's less traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but aren't those streets narrower, and it'll be a little bit harder to put a bike lane in?
Don't even put signs up, but necessarily don't restrict the traffic, because those side streets don't get the traffic that like Esplanade or Orleans.
Yeah, but a lot of those side streets, when you get to downtown, you know this, if you drive around the French Quarter with people parking on the streets, there's not a lot of room once a car is coming down.
There's not.
Yeah.
But also those people don't go by the rules and regulations. I'm supposed to have 24 inches before I pass a bicyclist, but they don't follow that same rule, which is their rule, too. They need to be 24 inches before they, you know, and that's how my car's gotten scratched by mm-hmm. handlebars and pedals and that sort of stuff.
Well, Stephen, we know that there are people that don't follow the rules that ride bikes, just like there are people that don't follow the rules that drive cars. You're not going to have everybody who does it. But I think there's a way to make it easier for both of them. Enforcing some of the rules would be right. And I remember that. And someone called up and said, yeah, they used to have the little blue license plates you have to put on the car, on your bicycles. You used to have to register them and so forth. And I don't know what happened to that. And I don't know why the city doesn't do it anymore, especially now with all the bicycles. But since they're trying to make the city as being attractive, and with all these blue bikes around here, because remember the accident that happened that killed the two people, they were on some of those blue bikes, I believe.
That's right.
So they're not regular cyclists. So having a dedicated lane, I think, would be better.
I wonder if they were those people that got killed on Esplanade or wherever it was. I wonder if they were going the right way. They were obeying the law.
Yeah, they were. They were. The guy that hit him, I believe, was drunk. But it was where the lane. They're sharing the lane again. So. You know, we're just trying to talk about this, Stephen, and I'm just trying to put out some things there because I think something needs to be done. And I know since Katrina, we have more bicycles in the city than we did before and more cyclists. At least I'm noticing them more. Am I the only one? But I know we have more than we had before. All right. 260-1870, or you can text us at 870-870. What do you think? Our opinion poll, most of you say yes, the city of New Orleans should have dedicated bike lanes that don't share traffic lanes. We'll be right back. It's Todd in for Scoot on WWL. And welcome back, 504-260-1870, or 870-870 is the text. Our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, should the city of New Orleans have dedicated bike lanes that do not share traffic lanes? Right now, 69% of you voting yes, 31% say no. Some text coming in saying, solution to bike lanes, swap the bike lanes with the parking lanes. This puts the bikes between the curb and the parked bikes. Bikes need many reflectors and lights to be seen at night. Another text that says, in the Netherlands, the bike lane is closest to the sidewalk with a barrier, then the parking lane, then the traffic lane. Because obviously they have a lot of bicyclists there. I don't know if you're going to get something like that here, but something close possibly could help. Let's go to Derek in New Orleans. Hey, Derek, thanks for calling WWL.
Hey, yeah, just listen to y'all, man. This is too funny. I mean, if I'm on a bicycle, I'm watching out for the cars.
Right.
Period. Next thing you know, now all this bicycle stuff coming out, now you're going to start having bicycle clamps that you got to learn how to, bunny hop onto a curb in case of an emergency and all that. It's just ridiculous, man. I'm a bicyclist. You know, chances of me getting hit by a bike are really slim. I mean, hitting my paw, slim and none, because I know how to get out the way. So if you're on a bicycle and you think you got the right of way, well, think again. You know, you need to have a little bit of respect for something that weighs 2 tons. You know, I do. I'm getting out the way. You know, it's not if does the city need bike lanes? Does a bicycle need a license plate and all of that? Come on, man. Really?
Well, Derek, how do they do it in other cities that do all of those things?
Yeah, all those people do it in other cities because I think it's just totally ridiculous. They're going to ride a bike to work and all. God bless them. I wish them well because they can get away with riding a bike. That's great, you know. Mm-hmm. They don't need all these rules and regulations. The bike rider needs to have a little bit of common sense, just like, you know, a car driver has. I watch out for bicyclists in a car, you know, but when I'm on a bicycle, I watch out for the cars more than anything.
Gotcha.
You know, it's just that, you know.
Well, I think both need to look out for each other, Derek. I don't think bicyclists are looking out for other bicyclists. Motorists are looking out for other cars and bicyclists. Sometimes if they're driving crazy, Ian says. But, you know, getting to what brought all this on was the accident that killed those two tourists. They were riding on those the blue bikes. They were riding in the bike lane. They were going with traffic. They were following all the rules and regulations. And the man that hit them, who, as we said before, was driving drunk, wanted to pass the car in front of him that was going too slow, and he swerved into the bike lane to pass him, and that's how he hit them. So, again, that's what we're talking about, having more dedicated. Someone said, Netherlands, there's a bit of a barrier between the two. We don't have that here. They're right there. And a lot of cities don't have the barrier, but a lot of cities do have better enforcement, I guess I would say, of the bike lanes. Some have them away from the traffic lanes and dedicated that don't cross together. If you drive downtown New Orleans, if you're on Poydras Street, there's a lot of places where the bike lane does cross into the right lane of traffic. And some of the other streets around in the CBD, they're sharing the same lane. And I think that is what they're concerned about when they're sharing the same lane. You know, obviously this guy who was drunk thought he was pulling, I guess, onto the shoulder to pass him, but it was the bike lane. And we know what happened after that. So does there need to be better bike lanes, better restrictions between the two, better division between the two? That's all we're asking, and we're just speculating about it. And a lot of people are upset. Some people never ride bikes in the city, and they're just motorists, and they're upset with the bicyclist. Some people ride bikes everywhere, and they're upset with the motorist. I think we could probably agree there's a little bit of fault on both sides when it comes to this issue, but something has to be done. I don't know what it is. I think dedicated bike lanes would help, Will it always cure the problem? No. You're always going to have accidents. You're going to have problems. You're going to have bicyclists who don't follow the rules. You're going to just like you have motorists who don't follow the rules. That's just human nature. But you need to have the rules enforced to help try to get people to follow them better. If you're a motorist and you got a speeding ticket, did you speed much after that? I think you were more aware of your speed. I know I was. I'm more aware after I got a speeding ticket, more aware of how fast I'm going. Be the same thing with those riding bicycles as well. All right, let's take the break here. 504-260-1870. You can text at 870-870. Mike and Michael, we'll try to get to you two before we wrap this hour up. You're listening to WWL. And welcome back. Got just a couple more minutes. We'll continue this into the next hour as well because I got a lot of people wanting to make comments on it, holding online and also through our text line as well. Let's see here. Some of the text lines that are coming in, it says, has a bicycle rider ever gotten a ticket in this city? I couldn't answer that. All the time, you say? They do get tickets? Okay. Ian says, yes, they do. He rides his bike all the time everywhere. In a collision between a pedestrian, someone says, would it make more sense for the bicyclist to share a sidewalk with pedestrians than a street with vehicles? Seems that there would be less injury in a collision between a pedestrian and someone on a bicycle than a pedestrian or a bicyclist in a collision with a vehicle. And no. You could actually, I mean, bicyclists can go pretty fast. If you're hitting, you're going to be on the sidewalk and people are coming in and out of stores, in and out of buildings, walking out. No, that's not going to work either. Somebody says, try riding a bike in New York City. Yeah, I imagine it's crazy there. And I've seen how they ride in New York and ride all over the place. And a lot of times they don't follow the rules there either, those messengers trying to get to where they have to be. But there's got to be some kind of happy medium or solution. And we'll talk more about this coming up in the next hour. Bob, John, Mike, and Michael, hang on. We'll get to you guys as well. Speaking of, wouldn't it be less of getting hit by a pedestrian? John says his daughter got hit by a bike and was in the hospital for 5 weeks. So we'll talk. I want to talk to you, John. Hang on. And also Bob in the CBD. All right, we'll go to our local news and then get right back to the show when we come back. We'll throw some more things in as well to talk about, and we'll continue on this topic too. It's Todd Meneses in for Scoot. We'll be right back after our local news. Do not go anywhere. Stay right where you are on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.